All right, this is Dr. Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Hope we have enough volume going for you there, and I welcome you to this little special edition of, well, let's just say Real Liberty Media. It's not my special edition. And forgive me ahead of time, I have never had somebody on the show, so I don't really know how all the audio is going to sound, if it's going to be, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I have Vinny joining me on Discord, and I think I heard him unmute. So, Vinny, are you there?
Hey, Doc. Good to have you host me here. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure. Go ahead.
We'll get a sound check down there. How's it all coming across here? I got a few channels over here, so I'll probably bounce back and forth a little bit.
That's okay, but so far, no spikes. It sounds way loud. It says Vincent is way loud. Okay, so don't do anything. Vinny, don't do anything. I got your control
right here.
I'm just going to take you down. Okay, try that. Everybody, give me some feedback there. Go ahead, Vinny.
Okay, here we go at Real Liberty Media, and we'll see how this sounds here. We're just going to stumble through this today.
Okay, they said it sounds good, so you're good to go.
Good. So there's a lot to talk about, and then we'll have to be talking about down the road. We're moving forward here, and Grimmer tossed me the keys to the bus, and I'm doing about 80 miles an hour with my tongue flapping out the window, trying to lick the windshield clean, but didn't get the bugs off the bumper, I know.
I think that's hilarious.
I'm not kidding. Grimmer, what a guy, man. He's passed me the keys here, and we're gonna take this bus on down the road. So we got some wobbly tires, and we're gonna fix all that as we go.
Okay.
And I can't do it by myself.
Vince, hang one sec.
Uh-huh.
I think you told me you're on a headset with a microphone on an adjustable.
Yeah.
Just move it a fraction of an inch away from your mouth.
Okay. I was pretty far away there. How's that?
It's going to sound better. Just go ahead and talk, and we'll let it go from here, because I think we got you kind of dialed in.
Okay. Well, I did take some notes. We'll come to that. That's kind of more some business a little bit here coming to. Right now, what we're looking at is pulling together here, because I can't do this by myself. And I've got the start of some really great people here that are coming forward. Kate and Doc have agreed to come on as mentors and as the top spot where I have people to answer to, and I can I can give myself a little more trust in my decision. Kate is in the top spot, and she's got the last word. I'm taking on the role of I came with the air part of it today, but custodial air. Custodian was what I was going with, and Kate asked me, what did I mean as a janitor or guardian? I said, you know me, both. The paraphrase plagiarist is always never too far away. We got a lot to do together here. I, for one, am really, really got a long ways to go in learning all there is. But like I said, I've got help here. And we've been working real good together. And we've got a fourth member of the team. As Moosey, she's going to be our secretary and treasurer. And now, let me back up a little bit. So we got three here, Kate, Doc, and myself. And we're still working out the all the lines to draw the circle around it. But the three of us are having equal access to everything, that so this network can never be lost. Now, I obviously trust these two people a great deal. Given here's a set of keys, you know, here's copies. So this is what we got to do. But also for accountability, we're going to be working and figure out how to do this set. There's not a democracy. First of all, it can't be two votes in one. And this is just something we're going to have to work through here.
kind of we have to work through everything, I think, is kind of my feeling, and I hope everybody knows, I'm just offering kind of my technical help and, you know, any kind of advice I have. But, you know, like I said yesterday, I'm kind of the new guy. But mainly I think the idea is to keep Real Liberty Media going, you know, and honor Grimner for this fantastic site that he created.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, what an amazing thing to bestow upon me and give me that trust. And, you know, I've had a few people tell me that I was the perfect person for it. Other people, you know, I'm pretty opinionated, and I believe what I believe and stand with it. I don't just have unfounded faith in how I stand. And I think, well, let's back up here. I guess we better introduce ourselves. Well, I go by Vinny here at the network, and that's a Vin with a capital E on the end. Like over on Twitter, the Real Liberty Media Vine, Vinny, I guess. And kind of a little brand there. Easley is my last name, Vincent Easley. So, always the name in everybody's mouth. They can say how easily it was done every time.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you just call me the Big Easy. That I do everything the hard way, believe me. And Doc has been a great help. Grimner gave me all the door keys, so to say, and all the domains there. We got three of those that, man, there's a lot to this stuff. So there's HostGator, and there's Namecheap for the domain. So HostGator, that's the brain right there. It connects all that little stuff together. And then Namecheap's the domain. So we'll get into that. Now, Doc, this is Doc Mike. I was going to run away and leave behind there. You got quiet. The Redneck Dentist right here. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just kidding.
And I'm Michael Harris. You know, I don't know. You guys probably all have, y'all know me one way or another. I put my name out right on, postings when I do the blog posts or whatever. So it's no big secret, Michael Harris, and I'm out here in Sheridan, Oregon. So that's, and you know, my background, of course, is kind of technology, and I've always been a hacker. You know, I've always wanted to know how computers work and how basically everything about computers work. And I think you guys all kind of watched me go through the whole jack audio connection kit thing. And you saw how I kind of just worked my way through that. And so I offered my help for whatever, however I could be used to help keep shows going and blog posts going, website going, whatever I can do. And I would sure appreciate anybody who has additional skills who know how to do it with this particular site to offer their help also. It'd be great.
And they say dentists are painful. That was pretty smooth. No kidding. As soon as Grimner hands me the keys to the door, I get over there, and the biggest one, Namecheap, the domain name, I couldn't get signed in. It's like, oh boy. And I took, I don't know, a couple, 2 or 3 hours, and Doc, finally we got to talking, and then we started walking through stuff, and he's a great help, not only because he's way smarter than me. That's what makes me the smartest person I know, by the way, is I know people that are smarter than me. And I've heard this, the key to leadership is knowing how to delegate authority. And believe you me, I'm not here to run nothing. Matter of fact, over here where people are chatting, I'm the janitor. I'll come in and clean up the blood or whatever I need to if that's what it takes. But yeah, Now, I got to say, everybody's got a personality, and sometimes they conflict. Personally, I don't have a problem with that. Matter of fact, I'd rather have somebody criticize me than praise me any day. And that's where I spend my Twitter time at, is I take it in, they call us poots. And I've decided to call them patties, but we'll talk about that more later. But yeah, I have a great appreciation for critics because it makes me better. I set out in 2017 to, after being challenged to say what I was trying to say a little bit better in the written word, I took it to heart. So that's how Sky Reeve, I talk about it pretty often over on Twitter, the sheriff. And, he'll laugh at me for misspelling stuff, but I think it's pretty good. I keep up with a lot of the news on us poots over there on Sky Reef. He collects it up and distributes it. Pretty smart guy, but he uses logical fallacy in this criticism. You know, sometimes he'll point out an obvious mistake in the grammar, which, you know, turns out to be very important for, you know, understanding who, what, where, and when.
Yeah.
And then how and why, so, or why and how. That's important. The trivium. And, I've been doing radio here for several years, and before this, I was over at UCY.TV and right here at RealLibertyMedia.com. I guess we didn't introduce our network, and it's we also play through the RLMRadio.xyz. Come in there, and there's player, chat room. There's you can click on and go back over to the main site, surf around RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. Like I said, we've got a long ways to go, and they need a lot of help. So we've got a good start. I spent yesterday. I had breakfast about 2:30 in the afternoon. So I talked to a lot of people, and I've got a lot of stuff. It's all in the beginning. So, you know, I don't have the answers, and we gotta do it together. And I need y'all's help to figure it out as we go. And like Doc Mike said, there's some technical stuff. And by the way, that's over there on, let's see. Yeah, at the HostGator.
HostGator, HostCast.
Yeah.
And,
wait, I was on the wrong page, actually. Well, it's Gorn. Yeah, Namecheap, VossCast, and HostGator. Yeah. Over here on Namecheap, that's where I had that, I don't know how to get back in here. And I tried with the chat in there, and it's just like, come on, man, I'm giving you everything I got here. Captain Kirk says no, but anyway, so on Namecheap, there's five different spots in there, and they're all different levels of of, you know, ability, where you can go and what you can do. There's a registrant, and that's me and Grimner, and there's admin, and we're on both those lists all the way down. So admin, and there's content and tech and billing. I think that's what those five categories are. So we're going to have some help along the way here and get people right in here. Now, like I said, this isn't mine. This is ours. And we're not here to make money, but we're going to try to do it grimly. Get these. We'll have to set all those little things like the Amazon link and the donate button and all that stuff. So with that, we're having I'll create a separate PayPal account than mine, so that this is all, like I said, we want to stay completely not transparent and see through. We really want to be very clear and defined.
Right. Hey, Vinny, I
everything.
Just wanted to say something because there's something that I kind of ran into.
And
you and I kind of talked about it already, but just so everybody knows, I know that some bills are coming due pretty soon, and I think before we ask people to donate at the donate button, if they'd like, is there a reason that we shouldn't donate right now and kind of wait until the new account is,
created? Definitely. Yeah, there's a, like I said, the accountability means a whole lot. We have to be very, just 100% of them. Just like you put your name out, I put my real name out. There's a lot of people that choose to be anonymous. Uh-huh. And so I like to think, and now I'm going to include you, of course, that we're non-anonymous, so you don't have to. So, we have a public face here. And Dr. Mike, he's a dentist out on the West Coast. I traveled about and presented not a press pass. Grimmer started with that, made the credentials here for Real Liberty Media. And I went around the country and passed through with it. But like I said, I didn't ask for pass or permission. I came to represent minor media. Yeah, said so. Put it out. You know what I started out with was a sign. It was a white cardboard sign. It was the the card thick white cardboard that comes out of an x-ray pack, you know, where they're packaged in between there.
Yeah.
So that was my first press credentials there. Badge at the Bundy Ranch out in Bunkerville, 2014.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was there for that, spent some weeks, and back to Vegas at the trial in 2017 and 18 as a reporter and as a witness, number 303 on the list that say you got to go when the jury come in and sit down. Uh-huh. I didn't think that was quite right. I think justice should not be blind. I think it all ought to be wide open. And I'm an advocate for justice. And the law brings peace. Peace is settled in the law. But what's happened is the government has gone beyond their bounds in case after case, and it's gone to the legal, and that's the problem. When you put a shocker on somebody on the defendant where he can't, if he goes to talking in court, they're going to shock him, or they kick him out like they did in Vegas for the Bundy Ranch et al. Trial, or Jeffrey Winehouse up in Missouri when they put a shock on. I forget how many bolts, lots, make you piss yourself. So that's not justice. No.
No. So basically because I actually would like to do a show and talk about these specific things, kind of, I think we have different perspectives, and I can give you kind of my thoughts about some of that. It looks like we're going to have more people doing some shows here from different perspectives. Is that right?
Well, I've got to start. Mike Stickler, I met him at the Vegas trial, and he was in the prison over there in Pahrump, Nevada with Cliven for. And so I never had the story about what Mike was in prison for, but and I told him, I said, I never really cared, you know, but anyways, he said, well, I want you to know. And he told me it. But he said when he was younger, he did get in trouble, and he did do that. But this, the one he was in, this is a incredible story here. But he was, just like the government does, that he'd won a federal lawsuit against him. And his, whatever it was, treasurer, not you, Missy, embezzled a lot of money, $200,000, I think it was. And so, anyways, they had to testify against him. Imagine that. And you think it's crazy, but I've seen how they do this. They'll go in there, like with the FBI operations, and get an undercover guy in there, and he'll do everything from encouraging the crime. And if you can't bring it off, he'll make threats and even offer to take you to do it, hand you the bomb switch and all that stuff.
Oh,
now, somebody wants you to go, Bill Kiebler, what's his name? Kiebler, yeah. Bill Kiebler, maybe he was the only one. Everybody else was FBI informants and stuff, getting paid good money, and take him out in the desert to blow up a empty shack.
Yeah.
He's over pushing the button.
Well,
you can do that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to
kind of
stay
focused on where we're headed.
Okay, thank you.
You get distracted easily, man.
Well,
and you're so passionate, you're ready to talk about it at any moment. That's awesome. We'll definitely, let's do this. Sometime I'll actually do a show where we can actually just delve into that stuff, and I'll host it so you don't have to worry about any of the technical stuff, and
we'll just
have a give and take, man. And maybe we'll make it a regular show. That'd be awesome.
I think we do good together. We've been just fantastic. And Kate too, she's like that boss bit back there behind the desk over there, and making sure all the papers and all that stuff's in order. And also
awesome.
She gets out there on the floor. She gets out there on the floor and drags his boxes too. So for you. Okay, so where were we at? I got lost in the brain cells over here.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean,
you were kind of talking about going around the country and meeting people and us not being anonymous, but having our actual names, which could be scary, you know, but maybe not. You know, it's not a secret. We're gonna do this thing or what, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I mean to be with the – I don't want to put myself in this way. I credit Hal Anthony. He's coming up after we are at 9:00 on the left coast out there, from behind the woodshed. I've been listening to Hal for a great many years now, and he understands jurisdiction and where we fall. If you step across that line, I call them pathfinders and marking the boundaries, marking the trail. Uh-huh. And that's the kind of the way I operate now with this networking stuff inside the machine. It's like going from running a backhoe or anything where you're hand to eye and then sitting on the dozer and it's not even the same. You got to feel that from your butt down in your britches. Yeah, that before you got to feel it and move before you see it. And it's the same way with computers in a way. It took me a good minute to get that operation of the dozer down. Yeah. But anyway, so Hal Anthony, he really can define that parameter of the jurisdiction. And I made sure that I didn't put myself in the jurisdiction of when I stood up there shaking like a dog crapping tacks in front of the line of cops trying to ask them questions. I didn't know. Right. But I had questions and I asked them. I have questions. And I had my big old press badge up there, you know, that big old cardboard sign. Dropped my phone. My battery's dead anyways. I done ran out all my battery up there. I spent a lot of time out there, some weeks and back and forth even, and camped out there. Anyway,
that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Hey, Vinny, tell me what we have planned like for the upcoming week as far as, I don't know, anything.
Okay, that's a good one right there. Throw me back. Thank you, Doc. Well, I'm hitting the road for New Mexico. Be leaving here about 11 a.m. Wednesday morning, and would be there late that night or early morning. It's a good trip.
Yeah.
12, 13 hours driving time. So I'll be there for a week and go get the bills and all utilities and everything changed over. And then I'll have to come back here and zip things up here in Arkansas. I'll be the second week of January. I'll be headed back there. I'll be taking the chair, captain's chair for Grimner.
Oh, well.
And Friday, we're going to do a broadcast here in the spot of the Freakers Ball.
Okay.
And we're going to play some music and talk and hope to have several of the folks here be able to come and jump in here and with us and say hello and give some well wishes off to Grimner, to Big Papa. Yeah. I got distracted by flash there. So, yeah, Friday, we're going to have the Freakers Ball. It's going to be Memorial there. And I'll be through the weekend Monday. The next Monday, that's when I'll go change the bills over. So I get there Wednesday. Thursday, I'll be up and getting the machine fired up, getting familiar with that, settling in. And then, like I said, the show will be Friday night. That's at 8 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Yeah, I'll have to check into it because I think Freakers Ball was. I don't know when it is. So I'll
believe it was 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock my time, but I have to bounce between the time zones and fairly different host and stuff and
10
remember.
PM
but
Central
yeah, he's in Mountain.
Does. 10 p.m.
Oh, 10. I was wrong. Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
9 o'clock in the, no, 9.
9, Mountain, 8,
yeah.
Pacific.
Where you are.
Yeah.
And 11 a.m. on the East Coast. Yeah.
P.M.
Thank you, Missy. Mm-hmm. P.M. Did I say a.m.?
Yeah.
It's close enough to a.m. 11 o'clock at night. Come on. It's an hour away from midnight. So anyway, so then thank you. This Grimner, he didn't give me the network and say, here's the network, take the house of it for taking the network. He put a lot of faith in me, and I feel very confident in how it gives me a lot of purpose. And I'm going to, man, I'm looking forward to it. I've gone from doing stages of grief is unbearable and into joy and being able to share these parting days with Grimner. Yeah. And to the extra time that, man, and I wasted, I squandered so much, but I blame it on Grimner for all them hours. It's his fault, but I'm so stupid. I'm like talking to him. My post-production. What a voice. He's got a great voice, man. He's as wonderful as that and more. So, yeah, he calls me up and says that he's leaving me his home and in his will, and I'm thinking the network, and I start off like, my computer, I'm going to have a lot of help. But I did not want to see this network, Real Liberty Media, fall by the wayside.
Right.
And we're going to preserve it. We're going to preserve it in honor of all that Grimner's done. What a guy. I mean,
yeah.
If you don't know him, you really missed a lot.
Right.
So, yeah. And some people have stepped up here right off you. And, yeah, Kate and Lucy, man, y'all don't know how much I appreciate you and others. I still have a lot more people here to talk to. Beth, thank you. Rob, we need you, brother. Need you. Cowboy, you too. And Beth, yes. She helps you. She's great, right?
Who's that?
Beth is. Beth.
She has given me some very good feedback, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I really
absolutely
appreciate it. Actually, there's a few people. You know what? Here's the deal. Like, the people that come to Real Liberty Media chat room are brilliant people. Even though some of the people in the chat know that I have never said a word to them because, you know, that thing about if you don't have something good to say, don't say anything at all. Well, so now you know who you are in the chat room. If I haven't said anything to you, it's because I know where that conversation's probably going to go. But the thing is, people are smart. And they're helpful. I know I'm not 100% sure that you're going to have me host the show on Friday. But, I mean, even if I do, I'm going to have to call on a bunch of people to give me some input on, like, what do we do during that show? I mean, let's get a playlist together, you know, put some music that everybody wants to listen to. And or whoever's going to host it, you know, I would imagine, like, probably Moose Girl has the most experience with that.
I don't know. She's definitely is going to be one of you on guest.
Yeah.
But I'd like you to host it. We're doing good here. I don't know. We'll have to figure that part out. I'm on this Discord with you. Because I just don't trust the.
That's a good idea. We can. We could do that. I don't know if I can find music that fast, but
I'll put it all together. Kate's already sending me some Free and Slave. We've got a list going.
Awesome.
We put it all together. Paul Simon gets struck. Sorry, dude. Yeah, Free and Slave's been good help, too, man. Me and him talked for a good long while, and I was all flustered, man, and he called, and it's just perfect timing. And he's like, I'll let you go. No, don't let me go. Stay with me. Don't let me go. Don't let me fall.
Oh, my God.
Grammy. We need Grammy, too. She's part of this here. And Circle and Flash, I told Flash I want to holler at you. We just had the chance, and maybe if, because we're at my end on the audio output on the computer. That's why I'm on this phone with Discord with Doc Mike. All y'all have a place in here, every one of you. Asmo and Beetle, Dakota, great. And I don't know who the Free Range Delio is, but there's some folks I don't know there. Here's some people I really don't talk to, too, like Prince, but he did show here. And Carl, yeah. And there's
Carriel, or I don't. Yeah, hey, like I said, I'm the new guy. I don't know a lot of people here. Okay,
well,
so
there's people here I don't know.
Well, there you go. I guess we're gonna get to know everybody. So anyway, somebody in the chat room said YouTube videos work the best, and I am set up to pipe YouTube audio.
No way.
No, YouTube.
We're done with YouTube here. We've been done with YouTube here a while. Yeah, we've got a body of work over there, and I mean, odds are they're going to come over there and for something 3 years ago and find something to strike us. That just way YouTube does it.
I think everybody meant to look up the songs on YouTube and pipe.
Oh, yeah, my
YouTube.
Bad. Yeah. Yes.
Probably
yes.
The easiest
yes.
Way
yes.
To do it.
Sorry. Absolutely. Yeah. That's,
no, that's
yeah,
okay.
Thank you. I stand corrected. But no, we don't put out broadcasts over to YouTube anymore.
Right.
And we'll have to figure out the BitChute. I think I got code for BitChute. I mean, the passwords. But we need Twitter and need, I wrote it down. What is it? Blueberry.
Yeah.
Over on the network site over there at Real Liberty Media. There's another list here that has to be added to as far as what we need done. Let's go ahead and hit the just the business in real quick.
Okay.
An hour and a half. I said this is going to be quick, but I knew I was lying when I said it. You know, I'm just like run off the side trail over there. Well, it's had a blue stripe on it. It's Appalachian Trail stripes there, white and blue for Bruce Water, white to follow the trail. All right, so we got the Host Gator, and that's coming. That's the bill coming up. It's $143, and we don't have to worry about any fundraising. There's a few of us right here. We throw that to get together real quick. We got a bill coming due. It's a monthly bill at, Voskast?
Okay.
Let's see. No, if I think it's at the other, hold on a second. Let me flip back here. It's on, yeah. Voskast, it is. $6.95 a month, and that payment comes due to 28. So Monday, I need to get over and figure out how to have a separate PayPal set up there. I don't think I have any problem with that. I think there's some accommodation for that. It's what we'll do. See, so all these domains would come to me, all the papers and bills and stuff. So then with me and Moosey will get together. I think I'll... whether I can get her on as a secondary on the account or just give her the password and the name and all that stuff to where she can go in there. She's going to take care of all the bills, and we're going to work later on building just a little revenue to where we can get it, you know, covering the cost. So that's already what, about $50 a year on that one. Is that right? Wow. Good night. I didn't realize it was that much. No, that can't be.
Nah, we'll figure it out.
No, I put an extra zero in there, didn't I? Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's why
that can't be.
Somebody else is going to be in charge of the finances.
Yeah. What do you mean? I the money's not there.
Hey, let's wrap this up so we don't stress Hal out. He's getting ready to do the show. And anything else, Vinny?
Well, we got a lot of work ahead of us, and I need your help, and we all need your help. So this is more than the Three Musketeers. It's I guess we'll be Three Musketeers, and we need all the stuff that goes with it. But need a soda pop with the Three Musketeers bar. So, all right, who's going to be soda pop? I say Flash. We call him Soda Pop from the Outsiders. S.E. Hinton and Tulsa. The Greasers, I'm taking it right back to the beginning. The Greasers, that was before we went to air, huh?
Yeah,
the Greasers
we weren't talking
and
about that publicly.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Doc, and
hey,
thanks,
we'll
everybody.
In the chat room again. Thanks for joining me, you guys all. I'm going to